heard the word sawbuck, but I don't. I don't associate it with anything.
What about wood rack? You ever heard of that? What about, you know, when you get up in the morning, when you go in the bathroom and straighten your hair, you might use a comb or a
brush.
And you just say that your hair.
I brush my hair. Comb my hair.
Have you ever heard of this thing that men used to use to sharpen their straight razors on? You know,
razor strap?
Razor strap. Have you ever seen those around anymore?
I don't think I've ever seen one, period.
Have they still have them in barbershops.
Well, I don't go to barbershops.
Well, I just realized that.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if a tree had fallen across the road so that you couldn't get by, you might say that you need to tie a rope around that thing and see if you can get off.
Pull it off?
Pull it off or...
Haul it off. Mm-hmm.
Haul it off or
I'd
maybe...
I'd say pull it off.
Anything else you might say? You know, maybe drag it off?
Yeah, drag it off.
What about the past form of that word? What would you say? Say, today I drag it, yesterday I
dragged it.
Have you ever heard somebody use the expression, well, we had to get a piece of rope and snake that log across the road? Haven't heard that?
Mm-mm.
These things that you fire in shotguns, most people call them shells, shotgun shells.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what you would call the thing that you fire in a pistol or a rifle?
What you call it, a shotgun?
No, a rifle. The ammunition of a rifle.
Yeah. Oh, the ammunition of a shell.
Shell or bullets.
Bullets, but mostly shells, I hear them call them. Don't they use, they don't use shells for rifles?
Well, they do. Shells are usually a larger gauge. Guns, but they're shells, but they're also bullets. I'd say.
Have you ever heard them called cartridges around here?
Mm-hmm.
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These things that I don't know you might have played on when you were little, but you know, kids, you get on each side.
Seesaw.
Like so. What did you say you were doing?
I don't remember saying that we were doing it.
Did you ever heard people or kids say they're seesawing like that?
Or riding teeter totter or whatever?
Well, what about the thing, you know, that goes around that you could get on and spin around?
Oh yeah, those things.
Anchored in the middle.
Right. What are those things called? I don't remember what they were called. Flying Jenny? No.
Yeah.
Is that what they were? Flying Jenny?
Would that be the same thing as a merry-go-round?
No.
Well, it's called a merry-go-round.
Do you call it a merry-go-round?
Wheels.
I think they're Flying Jenny. A merry-go-round, a Flying Jenny, I think, just had... I can remember. The new merry-go-round things are kind of a solid piece of wood and have lots of little things on them where people can hang on. The Flying Jennies, I don't remember being that elaborate.
Yeah. Well, what about the things that are, they're real common, suspended from the limb of the tree by a couple of ropes and
the swing.
But were those usually made out of just a plank, say, or have you ever seen them constructed any other way?
Bag swing?
Decor?
A bag swing?
Now, what is that?
Oh, you're kidding. Haven't you ever ridden a bag swing? Well, you can take a tow sack or whatever, and they fill it up with something, sawdust, I don't know what they fill it up with, and tie it at the top, and have a big heavy rope that comes in, and then you get on that bag swing, and here you go. But you usually have to start from something kind of high. And you just, it makes a seat. You just hop on it and it just really, really swings.
Just had a single rope?
Just one rope.
Have you ever seen it made out of tires? Or
tire swings?
Or?